Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Weekend gun violence in Chicago injured 12 people, seven of them children. Three of those children were hurt in a pair of accidental shootings less than 3 hours apart. Authorities say a boy playing with a gun last night accidentally shot an 8-year-old boy and 12-year-old girl in Bronzeville on the south side. Shortly before that, a 7-year-old girl accidentally shot her 11-year-old brother in Lawndale on the west side. And on the south side, six people were shot last night during a party inside an apartment. Two of those shot were teenage girls. Both remain hospitalized as of this afternoon as police continue to investigate. McHenry Township is set to become a gun sanctuary. The Board of Trustees voted unanimously this week to adopt the resolution. The gun sanctuary would stop enforcement of certain gun control measures that some perceive as a violation of their Second Amendment rights. A township trustee says the reason for the vote is because McHenry County's board won't vote on the issue. He said more than 60 counties in Illinois, though, have become gun sanctuaries. On this NBA All-Star Weekend happening here in Chicago, St. Sabina Catholic Church in Chicago's Auburn Gresham neighborhood is hosting a basketball tournament with players from different neighborhoods and some big-name professional athletes.
NBA Hall of Famer, the one and the only, Mr. Bill Russell!
Father Michael Flager in the packed gym here at St. Sabina welcoming Bill Russell for the annual peace tournament.
But we want to give you an award from St. Sabina as extraordinary humanitarian in America. God bless you, Bill Russell.
Former Bear Otis Wilson was among the other sports figures taking part in St. Sabina's All-Star Weekend, which also includes director Spike Lee. The tournament brought together basketball teams from different neighborhoods in the name of peace. On the South Side, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 22-year-old man was pulled from Lake Michigan this morning near the Ohio Street beach by two Chicago Police SWAT officers.
Officer Michael Carroll of Chicago Police News Affairs says police and fire crews were dispatched to the area after getting reports of a person in the water. Carroll says the SWAT officers who were working in the area spotted the man.
The officers hopped over the breakwall, dove onto the ice, and pulled the victim from the frigid water. The victim was transported to Northwestern Hospital in critical condition.
Police were investigating how the man wound up in the water. At the time of the rescue, the temperature was 19 degrees with a wind chill of 5. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A state police investigation is underway into an accident late last night in Schaumburg that left a 24-year-old woman dead. State police say the woman was in a car traveling westbound on I-290 near Schaumburg Road when it veered off the road and crashed into a ditch. Two women got out, and one of them, identified as Gloria Sanchez Perez of Des Plaines, was struck and killed by a car as she was running across the road. Serious charges against Indiana's attorney general have resulted in a recommendation he have his law license suspended.
The recommendation has been made by a hearing officer who presided in the case of Republican Curtis Hill, accused of grabbing the buttocks of a female lawmaker and inappropriately touching three other women at a party in 2018. What isn't immediately clear is the impact a suspension would have on Hill's position, which requires a law license. A final decision on punishment will be made by the Indiana Supreme Court. Nick Young, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Yesterday, jurors found an Illinois man guilty of murdering a 22-year-old woman more than a decade after she was stabbed to death in her home. Michael Henslick, now 31, was 21 at the time of Holly Cassano's murder in a mobile home park in Mahomet in 2009. Police have previously said Henslick's arrest was made possible by techniques used in a nano lab. The Virginia Tech company often works on cold cases with law enforcement, comparing DNA evidence to information in public databases used by people seeking more information about their ancestry. And a plan to replace the Vienna Beef Factory on Chicago's southwest side with a $40 million golf driving range has made it off to the first tee at City Hall.
The Chicago City Council Zoning Committee is giving the okay to Drive Shack to open a 102-bay climate-controlled golf driving range. Alderman Scott Wagesback tells Block Club the developer met neighbor concerns about light noise and other issues for the riverfront range. The City Council will cast a final vote on the plan next week. The company wants to open by Labor Day weekend 2021. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
AccuWeather 5-day forecast plus the latest in sports, traffic, and weather together next. WBBM News Time 3:13.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.